Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. This is Foresight, and I'm your host, Mahdi. Please stay with us. Today's great tip: what are the secrets of the holy month of Ramadan and its connection with our ubudiyya, our servitude to Allah? Dear listeners, the holy month of Ramadan is one of the greatest blessings that Allah, the Almighty, the Exalted, has given to His servants. It is one of the greatest blessings, and it is one of the biggest favors that Allah has done for humanity. Allah, the Exalted, the Mighty, the King of Kings, the Emperor of Emperors, and the one who is in supreme control of all of existence, has announced and has invited the believers to be the guests at the banquet of Allah during the holy month of Ramadan. Allah, the Mighty, the Exalted, the Great, the Beneficent, the Merciful, the Forgiving, invites the believers and invites the people to a divine feast and gives them glad tidings of blessings and forgiveness in abundance. It is this invitation, dear friends, of the holy month of Ramadan, which shows us how very much Allah, the Great, the Mighty, the Exalted, loves every single one of us and wants every single one of us to be close to Him. He has invited us to remember Him, and He has invited us that He may remember us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prepared for all of the believers, all of the people who properly and carefully conduct the rites of this holy month with sincerity and with honor and with truthfulness. He promises them eternity, an eternity of paradise as well. This kind of a royal invitation, a glorious invitation, a magnificent invitation on behalf of Allah must be accepted, but it must be accepted with enthusiasm, with excitement, with preparation, with sincerity, with truthfulness, and with happiness. The holy month of Ramadan is an excellent way for us to really increase our ubudiyya, our servitude of Allah. So let's go ahead and in this holy month, talk about a few things as far as the secrets of the holy month of Ramadan and its connection with our ubudiyya, our servitude of Allah. And now we invite you to listen to Sayyid Asad Jafari.
We thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We glorify Him. All praise is always due to Him for this gift of the month of Ramadan. And this unique month this year, the month of isolation and the seclusion and our normal community routine that a lot of us have been used to for many, many years is no longer here this year. But there is a silver lining to this pandemic, and there is a path to be carved back to Allah, no doubt. And part of that is that this is a golden opportunity for us to build together as a family unit, strengthen our marriages, bond with our children, look after our parents, et cetera, in this month of Allah. Obviously, this mental health phenomenon that has been going on, I think, for the past decade now, and lately has really kind of taken off, especially with this pandemic. I think people have really reached out to these mental health services all over the country, all over the city. And it's apparent to me that people not only are not fully equipped mentally to handle such a pandemic or such a change in our routine, perhaps, or they believe incorrectly that if I express my anxiety, express my fear of the unknown, express the stress that I have been going through, that somehow relates to my low faith in God or my sheer reliance on everybody but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And part of it stems from the fact that this is that generation. We are in those times where now it's being encouraged to voice what's going on inside of you. I would say with quite confidence that previous generations were never given that opportunity. I mean, you think about our parents and their generation, if they ever were to come to their father or their mother when they were 17, 18 years old and say, look, I feel anxiety, I feel stress, I can't sleep, you know, I have a lot on my mind, a lot on my shoulders, I feel kind of, you know, weighed down and bogged down by the stress of my life right now, they would almost get ridiculed, right? Laughed at, right? Maybe even, you know, punished. Only because, you know, the idea of a 16-year-old whose only job is to study, to be stressed and to be anxious, is laughable for that generation. And because to them, stress and anxiety is carrying a household and looking after a family and holding a job and making the payments, et cetera, et cetera. But the reality is that everybody handles situations differently. And on top of all that, when you look at something like this pandemic that we're in, and the pandemic is one example, but overall, this fear of the unknown, I think part of the stress that we feel today is that we don't know what's going to happen tomorrow, right? It seems like it's changing, right? And there are those people that are quite obsessed with, you know, the numbers on the curve and making sure that I listen to Trudeau's address every single day, and then I listen to, you know, Ford's address every single day and watch what's happening down south in Washington and that show that's going on right now and everything. And so, you know, we end up kind of focusing on there, and that actually adds to the stress because I'm no longer in control. Yes, I'm doing my part. I'm staying at home. I'm washing my hands. I'm wearing my gloves. I'm wearing my mask. I go out whenever, only when I have to. Very, very. I wipe down all the boxes when I bring them back from Costco. I'm doing all of that, but still, I'm not in control. And when you're not in control, there's a fear of the unknown. You're not sure what's going to happen tomorrow. And that fear for a lot of people is anxiety and stress. You know, it's a different Ramadan, right? I mean, it is a good opportunity for us to kind of do a little bit of thinking. You don't need to see something with your physical eyes to have a connection with it. The very first way the Quran describes those who are pious is الَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْغَيْبِ, as many of you know. These are the ones who believe in the unseen. Now what that means in tafsir, and it's not a tafsir class, it's enough to know that deep down inside, the very, very first element of piety and God consciousness is this unseen. It could mean that, you know, seeing something without your eyes, I don't physically see Allah, right? And so believing in Him or believing in something without seeing Him or seeing it itself is quite the feat. Or it could mean something deeper. I want us to understand that when we start to see that everything comes from God, and if we take Him as a qadir-i mutlaq, as the absolute power in this universe, there's no one else who has the qudrat and the power that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has. No one. Yes, we believe in Allah being qadir, being all-powerful, but it does not mean that this universe is void of causality, of cause and effect. Right? He is no doubt powerful, but if I go outside and I trip over something and I scrape my knee, it's going to hurt. There's going to be a cut and a scar and a bruise. Does that mean that God wanted to hurt my knee? No. It means that you fell and you scraped your knee. We ask you, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, accept our qaleel ibadat, inshallah. We ask you, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to accept our du'as, forgive our sins, allow us to benefit from this new month of Ramadan. And finally, Allah, we ask you to protect us from any bala or any virus of the body and the soul. Grant shifa for all those who are sick right now, be it our equals in humanity or our brothers in faith. Thank you very much. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
يا حنان يا منان يا ذا الجود والإحسان ثبت قلبي على الإيمان أرجو عفوك والغفران
اللهم اجعلنا من عتقاء شهر رمضان
IRIB English Radio. You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back, dear listeners. It's an honor to have you with us on the program. Dear listeners, the holy month of Ramadan is truly, as is known, one of the best months of the whole year. The holy month of Ramadan has been announced by the King of Kings and the one who is in supreme control of all of existence, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to be a month of forgiveness. We must understand the importance and the significance of the spirituality and the benefits that the holy month of Ramadan has for every single one of us. The holy month of Ramadan is a month in which all the believers have been invited to be the guests of Allah, the Almighty, the Exalted. The holy month of Ramadan is a month in which all the believers have been invited to a divine feast, a feast of spirituality, a feast of re-enliving and refreshing our lives, a divine feast which brings glad tidings of mercy and blessings and forgiveness. This invitation, dear friends, of the holy month of Ramadan, on behalf of Allah, the Almighty, the Exalted, the Beneficent, the Most Merciful, reminds every single one of us how much Allah loves every single one of us. And this holy month also reminds us how Allah wants us to be close to Him. This holy month of Ramadan is a beautiful invitation to remind us that Allah is whom we should love, and it is Allah whom we should remember. It is a holy month in which we ask Allah to help us and to grant us and to bless us with so many different things. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prepared for the people special gifts and rewards, both in terms of materialistic blessings, but most importantly, spiritual blessings in this holy month of Ramadan.
Search through the skies, waiting for our old friend. With loved ones nearby and our spirits high, a blessed time we'll spend. In both love and in fear to Allah we draw.
Thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of Foresight. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.com. Until another episode and another great tip, fi amanillah, and God bless you all. Ramadan.